Nestor Aparicio, my longtime friend, a great sports talk host all over the world and especially based out of Baltimore. Well, Ness, we're talking about Lamar Jackson. Let's jump right in. Is it feasible that he's not going to be back at Owings Mill there at the facility and that maybe ownership and the GM don't want him there anymore because he's turning into a headache?
Well, he's no Brock Purdy at this point. He's not playing football this weekend, right? So, good to have you as always, man. And it's the most interesting offseason here ever, right? I mean, I've been on the radio here since before the Ravens existed. So, I've been through the quarterback issues of Jeff Blake and Stoney Case and Scott Mitchell, and I mean, I remember we didn't have a quarterback here, right? Then Flacco comes along. And he's good, but he's not good enough. He just, you know, won playoff games on the road 5 years in a row, won a Super Bowl, put the ball in Lee Evans' hands before Billy Cundiff missed a kick, right? So, but the Lamar thing is fascinating because this franchise has never lost a player it's wanted to keep, for real. Mm-hmm. I think they wanted to keep C.J. Mosley a couple of years ago. They would have loved to have kept Jarrett Johnson a decade ago, but they don't lose players here. You know, they keep their own. I mean, Roquan Smith was here 5 minutes. They gave him $100 million, right? Mm-hmm. So if he goes, it's because they want him to go, or they believe that it's okay if he goes. Because if they believe they were going to win 3 out of the next 6 Super Bowls with him, I think that they would just pony up $233 million of guaranteed money. I think on the inside, they've had enough. I think they're exasperated with him holding up signs saying pay me, you know, on national television, putting WTF out on draft night when they traded his wide receiver, Hollywood Brown, and they told him he was being traded because Hollywood Brown asked to be traded. And again, this is a franchise that no one ever asked out of here, Brick. This is a place people wanted to come to. This is a place where Steve Smith, Chris Canty, Anquan Boldin, Trevor Price. It just goes through the list of guys, let alone Ed Reed and Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis and Elodie Nye, the guys that were drafted into this. This was a place where people wanted to play and a place they wanted to be. And now all of a sudden in this generation, since Ozzie's gone, Orlando Brown wanted out. He's playing this weekend. Hayden Hurst, first-round draft pick, asked for a trade. He's playing this weekend. Wink Martindale was almost playing this weekend, right? I mean, they weren't as good as the Eagles, but there has been a real exodus here. And, you know, John Harbaugh is the king of all things Ravens. Eric, I think, is still feeling his way as the general manager, even though he's been here for 30 years. But this contract negotiation with a player who doesn't have an agent, I mean, Brick, you've been at this a long time, and Lamar Jackson not having an agent did him no favors over the last 7-8 weeks. When the team positioned his injury. And a couple of years ago when Mark Ingram was here, they had this thing called Big Trust. Big Trust, Big Trust. They had T-shirts. It was their slogan. It was their thing the year they were 14-2. And Mark Ingram laughed. We haven't heard Big Trust around here in 3 years. And the word T-R-U-S-S really meant trust. It meant trust. And I don't see trust between Lamar Jackson, his agent, who also happens to be Lamar Jackson, and Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh, certainly Steve Bisciotti involved in this. I mean, Greg Roman's fired now. I mean, he was a great offense coordinator when they were 8-3 and 8-4 the last couple of years, right? It's just been a curious time for the Ravens, and they've won 2 playoff games, Brick, since they won the Super Bowl 10 years ago next week. They've won 2 playoff games in 10 years. So this isn't, and the Cincinnati Bengals are coming on strong, I think, as you can see. So this is a tough time for them, and this is a tough negotiation, but I think they'll deal Lamar, and I think they'll get draft picks because I don't think they'll be the highest bidder for Lamar.
Nestor Aparicio joins us, WNST, his own station. He owns it, his great career. So let me jump in with you on that because I think that the franchise tag was invented for just this, where you don't want to give him $240 million guaranteed. You don't. You'd like to sign him for something less and get it long-term, but if you can't, you just tag him. And it doesn't seem because his mom's his agent or the way he's been behaving, like you said, and I wanted Raider fans to hear this, I don't think he would act very kindly to a franchise tag. I'm talking about a holdout, a guy who would just be freaking out if he knew that he wasn't going to get over $200 million in complete control of that negotiation. So are you sensing the franchise tag in Baltimore is not going to come?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I think it'll come. Yeah, it'll absolutely. I mean, 1,000,000% he'll get franchised, and then he's going to get dealt. Now, what kind of franchise tag they put on him, whether it's 2 number ones and they reserve the right to match whatever wacky team is out there. You know, Brick, at the heart of all of this is really the owners, right? It's mm-hmm. the oligarchs of the league, because this was really about Jimmy Haslam getting out of line in Cleveland in that wild bidding war last year that, you know, cost the Atlanta Falcons their relationship with Matt Ryan, right? I mean, Panthers still don't have a quarterback. Saints still don't have a quarterback. So these other teams that went crazy last year, now you tack on to that that you may be adding Houston, Nashville, Tampa. I saw Tom Brady was searching for places for his kids down in Miami. I mean, there's a lot of places without quarterbacks, and there's a lot of heat on Lamar. Now, that being said, an owner of a franchise, some Daniel Snyder type, has to get involved here to guarantee $200, $250 million. And when that owner gets involved, they're going to get sideways with the other owners who don't want any guaranteed contracts for anyone. And certainly giving a guaranteed contract to a guy who hasn't posted up and played after Thanksgiving the last 2 years in the prime of his career, and there's some conjecture that he might have been healthy enough to play last week, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. The question everyone should ask themselves is, all right, they get along last offseason, they kiss, they're nice. Eric gives them $232 million of guaranteed money. He comes in. Would he play 2 weeks ago? If he was under contract,
yes.
Would he have played? Because it certainly felt like maybe until the point where he released his own tweet as his own agent saying that he had a level 2 on the cusp of level 3 grade sprain. And that goes against everything the Ravens were saying for 6 weeks. And if he had an agent and he really had a worse sprain in the beginning, or if he re-injured it, re-aggravated, he would have had someone to publicly portray this. Now, that being said, Brick, here's the interesting part. We can all say, well, Lamar, you know, not sophisticated enough to have an agent, doesn't understand he would have had television deals when all these quarterbacks that aren't as good as him have TV deals and sponsorship deals, all that extra money that's been laid out there. But in the end, Lamar has negotiated this thing perfectly, right? Like, if he would have gone out there and played hurt and gotten beat 2 weeks ago, it would have been on his record. He can say, I wasn't hurt. The Ravens then have to say, well, we love Lamar, because they want to keep his value up, right? And in the end, Lamar is going to pick where he goes, a little bit like Deshaun Watson. He's going to get more money than Russell Wilson, more money than Kyler Murray, maybe less money than Deshaun Watson,
yes.
But I'm not so sure about that, maybe. But he's going to get more money by a lot than Eric DaCosta and Steve Bisciotti have ever been willing to give him. And certainly now that he hasn't posted in January twice, more money than they're willing to give him. So I think he is much more valuable to the outside world based on his potential and the sizzle and the steak and selling tickets and blah, blah, blah. We love Las Vegas and the Strip, or we love Miami. Or his tax situation is also huge in this, Brick. You know that, right? So playing for a California team and getting taxed wouldn't be like playing for a Florida team and getting taxed if you're really trying to squeeze every nickel out of the deal. And it's been very clear that tack this on, because I talk about this every day, all day. You know that. The Players Association. Nobody in the players, none of these guys, they don't want Lamar taking less money. They don't want him taking a non-guaranteed deal. So there's just a lot. This is a landmark situation, and the Ravens, I think, are going to negotiate themselves into getting 3 number one picks and just move and just pivot.
They
pivoted from Joe Flacco and a whole bunch of Ray Lewis. They pivoted from other guys, you know?
Yeah, those picks are really expensive here. Nestor Aparicio, as we wrap it up, WNST in Baltimore. All right, so finally, tell our audience why Lamar would be the perfect fit for the Las Vegas Raiders with Davante Adams, Darren Waller, Hunter Renfrow. Josh Jacobs led the league in rushing. They got a great left tackle. Why he would be perfect here, or knowing what you've said about his mindset, maybe not playing the way he should have, not playing hurt, not helping out the organization, would he not be a fit here in Las Vegas as we're looking for a new quarterback?
I think he'll be a great fit anywhere he goes if he stays healthy, right?
Okay.
I mean, I'm not down on the kid. He's won a lot of games here. I'm a Raven fan. You know what I mean? Like, I do think from the night he was drafted, and I'd go back and find tapes of you and me that week, right? He runs into linebackers. This is ill-conceived. If you think Lamar Jackson can run the ball 14, 16, 21 times, which he's done in November, and think that you're going to have a quarterback upgrade. I mean, look at what the Chiefs are going through this week with Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I mean, Burrow, everybody had a moment last week with him, right, with his ankles. It's a rough sport, and they're all one of one, these franchise quarterbacks. So you love them until he can't play in December. And I would say, as much as you love Josh Allen, Mahomes, any of these elite players, these guys aren't trying to run in to linebackers and scheming running into linebackers 160, 180, 200 times a year. In addition to sacks and drop back and all the rest of that, it's a punishment issue for me, Brick, as much as it is anything. And I think it's tread on the tire included in that as to what a 29-year-old version of Lamar Jackson is going to look like versus what a 29-year-old version of any quarterback who doesn't go out and strategically try to run into linebackers 10, 15, 20 times a week. Mm-hmm. That's all.
All right, last thing on music. We go to concerts with friends. We love music. This is the first time in a long time. You know, I went and saw the Stones in Liverpool before you and I. So everybody who's listening, Nestor and I were going to Amsterdam. I had VIP, and I was standing outside Jonas Krump Stadium where I looked down at my phone and found out my meeting backstage with the band was canceled because the greatest rock frontman of all time, by the way, of all time, had COVID, which I guess he's never had before and never had since, and it canceled our night together at the concert in Amsterdam. I don't have a concert ticket in front of me. I'm not a Swiftie. She's coming to Vegas. This is the longest I've gone without looking at my phone or my calendar saying I'm going to see this concert next. What are you going to see next?
Two things. Springsteen's tour begins next Wednesday in Tampa. I'll be there or square. I'm going to see some Bruce. Depeche Mode opening their tour in Sacramento, a town I've never been to, at the end of March. I'm going to go chase Springsteen in some places where I haven't spent a whole lot of time, like Austin. That's what I – you know, everybody went out last year, Brick. Everybody, right? So because of the plague, everybody went out at the same time. So this has been sort of that weird winter where nobody's on the road. But I think it's going to ramp back up this summer, and I'm looking forward to seeing you out in Vegas or you on the road somewhere doing something fun, man. I really appreciate you having me on. Yeah. And we certainly are the center of the NFL universe with Lamar, because this is a fascinating story all the way around.
You got it, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. Best to your wife. I'll be good.
Thanks, Brick. Appreciate you, brother.